poisonous mushrooms could hold clues for new drugs. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists look all over the Earth for things called drug leads. Those are things that could eventually make new medicines. Researchers at Michigan State University have discovered an enzyme in a species of poisonous mushroom. Jonathan Walton is a professor of plant biology at MSU.
So the poisonous mushrooms are notorious for making these small molecules called cyclic peptides. And a lot of cyclic peptides are also drugs.
He says the mushroom toxins have a number of things in common with some of our most beneficial drugs.
For example, they're resistant to heating and cooking, which makes them very stable, so they have a long shelf life. They're resistant to the digestive tract, so they make good orally taken drugs, like it's much preferred over, say, injection. They're rapidly absorbed by cells, and they're extremely specific in their toxicity.
Walton says they collaborate with other researchers who screen compounds against bacteria and cancer cells. He says their discovery of the mushroom enzyme is just the first step in a long path to developing a new drug. This is the Environment Report. Our climate is already changing in the Great Lakes region, and people who manage our cities are finding ways to adapt.
We're seeing changes in our precipitation patterns. We're seeing more extreme precipitation events.
That's Beth Gibbons. She directs the University of Michigan's Climate Center. Her group has released a new online tool for cities in the region.
So let's go here to the city of Ann Arbor. I'm going to click confirm.
The tool shows you how the average temperature and precipitation is expected to change for your city. And it shows you what has already changed over the past 60 years. You can also see what Gibbons calls climate peers. These are regions in other parts of the country that are having the climate your city is expected to have 50 years from now.
So for the city of Ann Arbor, we're looking at having, during the summer, in temperature only, looking more like northern Missouri, mid-Illinois, even potentially eastern Tennessee into western Virginia.
She says managers can learn from those climate peers, and they can also search from more than 500 adaptation strategies. They're based on things cities are already doing.
If you say you are concerned about an increase in precipitation, well, the impact of that might be more stormwater. So this tool will contain an adaptation strategy of increasing your tree canopy, and it will come directly from a municipal plan where this is already being implemented.
Gibbon says it's a way to show city managers that they can adapt to climate change using resources they already have.
All the lights are coming on now.
I don't want to rush you, but let's look ahead just a little bit. After you've put away all the ornaments and the lights and you have that bare tree standing in your living room, now what? It's not illegal in Michigan to throw your Christmas tree away, but a lot of cities and counties do recycle them and chip them up into mulch. Marcia Gray is the executive director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. She says the first thing you should do if you want to recycle your tree is call the people who pick up your trash.
You want to ask them if they do a separate collection for the trees. If they're collecting them separately from your regular trash, that means they're most likely recycling, probably chipping those trees into mulch.
She says if you can't find a way to recycle your tree, you can find a way to reuse it.
A lot of people will put them out if they have bird feeders to let the birds perch in near the feeder while they're waiting their turn.
But she says you want to be careful with using the cut-up trees for fires. Pine trees have resin in them, and they can spark. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.